This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
This building is haunted.
We do believe
what?
So.
Yes. And it started this morning when I was coming in, and I don't spook easily. But I got spooked because I used to be an elevator person.
Okay.
Okay. Explain what that means. And this is a very recent change.
I used to take the elevator. And then one day I saw Kevin, who takes the stairs every day.
By the way, it's a two-story.
It's not a lot of stairs.
It's a two-story building.
And I go, you know what? I should probably take the stairs.
Yeah.
So I started, I've been taking the stairs for about, I don't know, 2 weeks or something like that. 1 week. And today I'm walking up the stairs, and there's nobody here. I hear the elevator, the doors opened, which I thought was weird, and I actually thought it was Katie. Mm-mm. I thought Katie had to use the bathroom downstairs for some reason.
No, I was in the kitchen.
So then the elevator comes up, and then the elevator doors open, and I'm expecting her inside, so like I'm standing there, nobody.
Oh my God.
And then I walk into the Odyssey suite, and I see Katie coming out of the kitchen, and I go.
He kind of walks in, and he looks at me, and his eyes get a little big. And I was putting my stuff down. I go, I got to go to the bathroom real fast. He goes, I think the place is haunted.
Oh, man.
I go, okay. He tells me this story. I go to the bathroom. While I'm in the bathroom, I hear the door of the women's bathroom open. Understand that at the time of day that we get here, and all this happened as soon as we got to work, the time of day that we get to work, the only people in this building work here at Odyssey, and I am the only female.
So our ghost is a female ghost?
Okay, we know that for sure.
We don't know that for sure.
So it's a pervert?
Or just identifies as a woman.
Well, that's enough for me. We can call her a woman.
Also, lazy.
Oh, because elevator.
Takes the elevator.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Are we sure it's not the other guy that works here that is probably half asleep and forgot?
Which one? Which guy? Somebody that we work with?
Yeah.
No.
Huh. The elevator opened and he said nobody.
That could be a malfunction.
Also, Paul would not open the women's restroom.
You're right.
He wouldn't do that. He's a feminist.
Right.
Okay. He would want me to feel secure. And I heard that door open and I went, and my very first thought was, who's here?
Now, if I didn't tell you that story, would it still have spooked you?
If you didn't tell me that story,
about the ghost in the elevator?
I would have thought maybe a cleaning crew was here.
Right.
Not this early.
But they're not.
No.
No.
Right.
They're not. So what are we going to do? Okay, first of all, I can see it on Kevin's face. We're scaring him.
Yeah, you are. I hate ghosts.
Okay, so when I was leaving the bathroom, Kevin was coming up the stairs. And
I said boo.
Yeah. Okay. I was already a little bit spooked after hearing that. And he didn't know. So he goes, boo. And I go, ah!
guys.
And he goes, did I scare you? I'm like, yeah.
Not the day for that, Kevin.
I didn't know. I'm so sad we're haunted.
And Kevin spends probably the most amount of time between the three of us by himself.
Yeah.
Okay, can I tell you something? I feel sad for this ghost.
Why?
Because if you're going to haunt someplace, this business park is where you're going to haunt.
Right. I agree with that. Like, I don't want to come here and I'm alive. Like, imagine having to come here for eternity.
And all you do is, like, the majority of your ghostly life is watching Kevin run to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why they didn't haunt me yet. They feel bad for me.
Or watching either us do a radio show or Wells Fargo do mortgages. Like, I can't think of anything worse. That's hell.
And now
that ghost is in hell.
Next door is an insurance company going in.
I fell asleep while you said that.
Right. Well, now it's an eternal sleep.
Watch different teachers come here to take testing. Like, these are the things that happen
in this building.
Nothing exciting. So this ghost is in hell.
Wow.
This is terrible.
We're purgatory?
We have to free this spirit.
Okay.
I don't know how to do it.
Okay. So I assume we need a candle.
Yeah, probably.
Candle. Okay, so...
Ouija board? We have a Ouija board.
Should we use the power of three?
We have a Ouija board.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I guess...
don't want to talk to it.
You don't... Why?
That's so mean. It doesn't get to talk to anybody.
What are we going to say?
Hey!
Can you not watch me go to the bathroom? That'd be a good start.
Okay, fine.
I mean, maybe it's got tea for us from the other people.
What if they bring their friends?
I don't think it works that way.
I don't know how it works.
I don't know how it works either.
I don't want to come here anymore.
Honestly, that ghost is a terrible friend if it brings its friends here.
Right. As if it could get worse.
Right. That's really mean.
And I'll bet, you know what? That ghost can't bring its friends here because that ghost absolutely would have tried to bring its friends here by
now. A long time ago.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Hey, guys. It was a long day of haunting. Yeah.
They're doing Taco Tuesday in Suite 300. You guys want to come? No, man.
Wait a second. Now I'm thinking about it. How is that worse than haunting like a battlefield? You know, like what goes on in a battlefield?
I feel like there's more people haunting a battlefield. So you've got like buddies.
That's true. There's a lot, probably a lot more.
Right. And there's probably like, you could still see action.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Here it's like.
Yeah.
Sylvia raised her standing desk.
Man.
Justine just sitting right next to her, staying seated. That's what they get to see.
Ooh,
John's here.
Getting coffee, huh?
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.